Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week news podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we are going to talk about the current state of export control law in the United States. Companies have been hearing a lot of talk these days about stepped-up enforcement of export controls under the Obama administration, so we thought we'd take a closer look at that topic today. Joining us to talk about that is Michael Jacobson of the Washington Institute, a public policy think tank. Michael is a senior fellow in their intelligence and counterterrorism group, and he has spent a lot of his time pondering economic policy against rogue nations like Iran or North Korea. And he recently published a short paper looking at the U.S. export control regime. So, Michael, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
Now, first question. You have said that the U.S. export control regime isn't nearly as effective as it could be. So I was wondering if you could just tell us a little bit about why you think that is. Do we lack an authoritative voice or something like that at the federal level to set and enforce export control policy?
Sure. I think as the first idea, it actually has improved over the past several years. In 2007, the Bush administration actually put somebody in charge of the National Export Control Enforcement efforts, a guy named Steve Pellick. And I think they've done a pretty good job of broadening what they've been able to do in this area. And if you look at the number of cases that have been brought by Justice Department and other enforcement agencies, it really has increased substantially since 2007. That being said, I think there still are some major problems. And I think the fact that you have a National Export Control Coordinator, this is really more of a coordinating position than it is someone who's actually officially in charge of this. He doesn't have the authority to tell the other agencies exactly what they should be doing. So I think it's improved the coordination. I think it's improved the focus in this area. But I think that there still is no one really in charge. And I think that export control issues are not something that really get that much attention at the White House. So, for example, the National Security Council, there are people focused on all sorts of issues, and I don't think that export control issues are high on their agenda, which means there really is not a coordinator at the White House level either.
Mm-hmm. Now, you recently were saying on your website that the United States doesn't really have the proper legislative framework to enforce export control policy at the moment. I was just wondering if you can give us an example of where you think our laws currently come up short or what sort of policies the government should be implementing to have a clear sense of what it wants to do on export controls.
Well, I think the major thing that you'll hear cited by people in the government is the fact that the Export Administration Act has lapsed, and now the government is being forced to operate under other statutes for export control, primarily IEPA. Which relates to international emergencies. And I think when you talk to people, this doesn't necessarily have, you look at the laws themselves, and it's not a huge difference in terms of what the government's able to do, but it can even have a practical effect when you're trying to bring these cases, when you're trying to explain to judges and juries the distinctions and why you're operating under one versus the other. And I think it gets pretty technical, and it tends to lose people sometimes. And if you even look at most of the criminal code, which is under Title 18, and that's particularly what judges are familiar with, what prosecutors are familiar with, and the export control violations are not in Title 18. They're in separate parts of the U.S. code. And so I think the effect is that prosecutors, judges, and others tend to think of these as less important, less serious violations, if they're not real criminal violations, if they're not in Title 18. And so I think you'll see that the sentences end up being lower, they're not taken as seriously in terms of being real national security crimes throughout the system.
You know, another question I have is on a practical level. Compliance Week readers are generally in the corporate legal department or the corporate compliance department. Is whether or not there is a compliance fatigue out here, that is there either the appetite in Washington or the appetite among corporations in general really to try and put some attention into this matter? And I am wondering if you think that there is enough energy to pay attention to this or make some sort of clear statement on either side.
I could see attention coming to this kind of in a back way. In other words, as the Obama administration, as other countries are trying to figure out particularly what to do in terms of Iran, there's been a lot of talk now with trying to figure out ways to impose crippling sanctions on Iran if they don't begin to respond to the overtures from the Obama administration. And I think they're going to be looking across the board to say, okay, well, how do we ratchet up financial pressure on Iran? And I think one of the ways that they could think about doing this would be through tightening the export control regime, including things like trying to figure out, okay, well, where are the major Iranian re-export hubs? Dubai has been a particular issue. I think now Hong Kong and Malaysia are emerging. And you look at some of the technology that Iran is getting in these export control cases. You look at the Justice Department cases that have been prosecuted over the past few years, and there's a lot of military equipment that Iran has been getting. So I could see that as there is this review coming up, and as there is the attempt to ratchet up the financial pressure, that export controls could be one of the areas where they could decide to step up the pressure.
Is this review something that is going to happen roughly when? What sort of time frame are we talking? Do you think we might see some action here?
Well, there's actually two simultaneous things going on. One is actually the policy review on Iran sanctions, and the Obama administration has publicly said at this point that they would consider imposing much tougher sanctions on Iran if Iran hasn't responded by the middle to end of September. To the U.S. And international overtures. That is coupled with the export control review that's underway. President Obama announced this export control review a few weeks ago and said that they're going to be looking throughout the government at ways to step up the export control regime. And so since that's already going on and since there will be the review throughout the government of how to raise financial pressure against Iran and raise the cost of sanctions, it seems possible that the export control regime could be tightened along the way.
All right. Well, Michael, that's all the time we have for now, but you've given us plenty to think about, so we really appreciate all of your time here today.
Great. Thanks again for having me.
And again, everybody, that was Michael Jacobson of the Washington Institute talking with us about export control law here in the United States. That's all for this week's podcast. I am Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week. Thank you all for listening, and I hope you join us again next time.